With this story, it's a little bit of a first for me. I've covered people with the abuser's real names in the past, but typically the abuser was either passed on or they're currently in prison. But after seeing how much evidence that these incredible women have come together and gathered and the ongoing conversations with them, I do support their desires. And I do believe that there's a lot of other victims out there that we don't know about yet. I'm hoping the podcast is really going to help surface whatever needs to be surfaced so that accountability can happen.
I actually vividly remember meeting him. He looked like every other typical scene guy. Tall, tatted up, worked in hair from the hardcore scene.
I had been working with this band that he had also worked with throughout the years. He was doing a lot of the protest stuff, so I got an immediate impression of he's on the right side of things.
He started to go on tour with Justin Bieber. He cut Justin's hair after the concert, and then Justin fired him on the spot.
He partied a lot. He did cocaine a lot.
I said, "Are you seeing other people?" And he's like, "No." And I said, "Well, my doctor tells me that you are."
I start to panic. As we are barely getting in our car, I can see in my side view mirror Jake barreling down the road. He gets there and blocks us in. He starts punching my window as hard as he can. He's punching it over and over again, and he's yelling, and he's enraged. And he's trying to break the window.
Once Jake wanted something, he would get it come hell or high water.
He was pissed. He blew up, threatened me. He flipped into a rage. He threatened to assault me.
He grabbed me by my wrist and said, "Don't you fucking take that computer. That has pictures of my son on it." And he spit in my face.
I looked up and he had his phone out and he was recording me. I was just like, "What the fuck? You didn't ask?"
I truly believe that he is a psychopathic narcissist who gets off on deception. That is his main drive in life, is control over people.
We start talking, comparing dates. It was a knife in the chest.
It was all shocking. I knew this guy was bad news. I had no clue that he was capable of all of the things.
A soulless shell of a person. How devoid of love and empathy can one person be? I think where his love and empathy should be, it's just been replaced with an obsession with power and control.
As I was getting ready and walking out, I glance up in his room, and I was like, "Is that a camera?"
We were going back and forth of, yeah, like, I wish men came with warning labels. I wish that the next woman that was looking anything up on his social media could find a page that confirmed their suspicions early on.
It was to find the Instagram. I felt scared that I had been so close to this monster.
I wasn't surprised because abusers tend to continue and escalate their abuse as the years go on. But I was not prepared about how horrific the abuse got. I was absolutely horrified.
There was one woman who posted text messages between her and Jake. He was talking about how funny it is the way he treats women. It makes me feel so good to make women feel awful. They're useless and I hate them.
I never wanted to have sex with him. I would tell him no, but he would just continue pushing it and pushing it.
I can't even imagine like how much time and effort would be spent talking to all of those women. There must have been multiple people a day at that rate.
I've heard so many accounts of other women finding out that he filmed them.
It's pretty obvious looking back now, he forgot his wallet to get me into his apartment.
She takes her to the hospital. Right away, they call the police and CPS. They're like, "This is a child abuse case."
He's not stopping. He's still on social media apps. Somebody saw him on a date recently.
Disgusting to think he's still out there.
he deserves jail time for the things he's done. We'll see what happens.
Thank you for calling the FBI. May I please have your first and last name?
Hello, my name is Tiffany Reese.